you want to come with us here, we're going to go right now. All you have to do is kind of stand there on the floor. Just let your weight fall down onto the balls of your feet. Just kind of relax, stand down a little bit. I'm just going to do that for a second. So as you're standing there, you can feel all of your weight and all of your tension kind of hanging down onto the balls of your feet, and your feet just kind of feeling itself glued to the floor there for a second. The reason that we're doing this is because if you try really hard with your feet, just relax and clear your head there for a second, you can kind of start to feel these tiny, tiny vibrations going on the floor. And these little vibrations are going to just kind of tingle the bottom of your feet a little bit and just kind of work their way up your legs for a second. So you're standing there. Feel it? I do. So you're probably feeling those by now. Just kind of feel those little vibrations, and kind of little ripples. And as you feel them, you can kind of feel them start to get a little bit bigger. From tiny little ripples, they start to become, a little bit sort of waves. And the waves are kind of gently going underneath your feet. Little tiny, tiny, inch big waves that are rolling underneath your feet. And as you do it, you're kind of standing there, it'll start to sort of feel a little bit bigger. Right now, I'm feeling that the waves kind of slowly move by a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, sort of farther apart until now you're kind of, it's a rocking. And as you're sitting there rocking, and if you look around, you're kind of in your mind's eye, you can see that the walls of the building are sort of melting away underneath the rocking, leaving just sort of the perimeter of the building going around us like that. Now the building is really kind of starting, the whole building is starting to rock back and forth a little bit. The roof is kind of dissolving away. It's dissolving away in this blue sort of light above us. Now we're rocking along, you can feel it. And as we look out around us, all the city, the buildings are kind of starting to melt away around us. And they're turning into sort of these white caps. And now we're floating out of the middle of the ocean in this huge boat together. No war, of course, direct of war. You're floating along upstream on this big river. It's not really an ocean, it's a river, because it's a huge river of kind of flood waters going along. And now we're going along on this river. We don't know where we're going. And as we roll along on this river, we start to feel that the water's getting a little bit rougher around us. It gets a little bit rougher. And we're kind of hanging on the side, like rocking along on the boat. It's kind of tumbling along. We start to see these sort of boulders flying by, and we realize we're really moving now. We're flying along down this river, we're floating along. And suddenly we see up ahead of us the white foam, and there's nothing but space on the inside. We realize we're coming up to a waterfall. Oh my God! Dissolve around us into mist, and it just disappears. We realize that this is the bottomless waterfall we've just gone under. So now as we fall, the things start to kind of drift away, and the boat kind of tips away and floats away in the wind until we're all just kind of floating free. What happens is as you're falling, you kind of reach this terminal velocity where it feels like you're not really falling fast anymore, but at this point you're just kind of floating there in space and drifting down, and everything around kind of turns black, and now you're just kind of drifting through space for a while until off in the distance you start to see this tiny little speck. And we've realized that the tiny gravitational pull of this speck is pulling us toward it, even though it's so far away. And as it gets closer and closer, we realize that it's not really tiny after all, but it's a huge sort of green blob. And we keep getting closer, and we feel ourselves circling around it. Now we see that it's actually sort of a geometrical plane of a blob. It's like a flat, rectangular thing coming at us, and we keep getting closer. As we get really close to it, now it fills up our whole field of vision, so we can't see anything but this kind of green plane drifting off in the distance. This huge green plane. We float down. We look down and realize that we're coming in for a landing.
It came in.
Out of the forest off in the distance there. So we're a little castle over there, and we realize we're Gamehenge. We realize that we're the land of the lizard people now. And as we look up, we see a little guy, and he's climbing up the mountain. For those of you who couldn't hear what I was saying in the last song, that song is about him, and his name, of course, is Colonel Forbin. And Colonel Forbin right now is climbing up the mountain, and he's trying to reach the god on top of the mountain, the great knowledgeable Iculus. And Iculus is going to help Colonel Forbin to help all the lizard people, saving them. And what they need to do is they need to get the Helping Friendly book back, which has all the knowledge in their universe. The ultimate goal here is that they can live in peace and harmony with nature without raping the land anymore and get out of the control of the evil tyrant. So, at this point in time, there he goes, Colonel Forbin, climbing up the mountain, and he's talking to the great knowledgeable Iculus up there, this huge spirit, you know, built into the mountain kind of spirit. Iculus calls on the famous mockingbird, who comes flying out of the sky, tells the famous mockingbird to fly to the castle of Wilson, get the book, bring it back to all the people. So here he comes now, the famous mockingbird.